She is from a faraway land. Her name is Rizpah. She is the concubine of Saul's son, Isbosheth. She is no ordinary. She is just an ordinary person.
Good evening. I have come tonight to bury my sons. They were killed. They were taken from me. All because my husband or my master, I'm just a concubine, a step above a slave. I get to wear purple because I am in the, I'm in his home. I'm in the king's house. I have been trained since the day I was born. My father is Aya. He loved me. I was a daddy's girl. He taught me. In the scriptures, it does not mention my mother. Maybe she died in childbirth. I don't know. But I know that I was labeled his daughter. I'm Aya's daughter. And the things that he taught me and showed me as I was growing up, he was not disappointed because I wasn't a boy. He was all the more proud because I was a girl, and he was going to make sure that I got put in the right station of life, and that was to be a concubine, not a slave, not a worker. He looked at my hands when I was born, and they were big, and they were hands that could work and do a good job cleaning, but he didn't want that for me. And so, he trained me, he talked to me, he taught me how to be a good wife, a good mother. But today, I am here because the two boys that I bore for him were hung along with five other men who were descendants of Saul. You see, Saul was the ordained king, and he was in competition with David. You know the story. Saul took it upon himself to take over the Gibeonites, and he slayed them, and the Gibeonites said, "We're going to get you back for what you have done to us." And so David went to the Gibeonites and told them, he said, before he went, there had been this big drought in the land, and David wanted to know, why this drought? And God told him, it says, because that old Saul, he messed up. He messed up big time. So you go to the Gibeonites and ask them, what do they want as a reparation for what they have done to you? And they said, we don't want gold. We don't want silver. We want seven of the descendants of Saul. And it was my two sons that I had to come and lay this cloth over their bodies, and I cannot bury them because there's a rule that they cannot be buried in a tomb. So I'm here with my boys, and I hurt, but I will not leave these boys because I was trained by my father to be a good mother. I am loyal to them. I will not forsake them. So, day after day, I sit and I watch my boys. The putrefaction process begins. The tissues break down. The gases build up. The bloating, the coloration, the rottening flesh.
My Lord.
I can't bear it. But I will not leave my boys because I was trained to love, to obey, to do whatever it was to make sure that the birds of the air did not come and peck away at their flesh. I will not leave my boys. I won't leave them. I will not let the fowls of the air nor the beasts that walk around at night. I stay with them day and night. I will not leave my boys. But this is the thing that I cannot do alone. It takes the village to help me to be able to stay here day and night with my boys. Because you see, I cannot go for food. Because if I go for food, maybe a hyena or some other animal will come and try to chew my kids up, and I can't leave them. But as my neighbors walk past, they provide for me. So I know that I'm doing the right thing. I am staying here. Reports of this gets to King David, that I, Miss Rispa, is sitting here with her boys, and she will not leave them. King David's heart is touched by my loyalty, by my faithfulness. I will not depart. He comes and he says, gather the bones of Saul and Jonathan and Rispa's boys and take them to the tomb of Kish, who is Saul's father, and bury them, give them a decent burial. You look at me and you say, that's really unusual. Where is she going with this? My sisters in Christ, this thing that I have to share with you, it came to me as late as 5 o'clock this evening. I was going to go in a completely different direction. But as a result of the messages that were preached here today and last night, I have no choice. I have to give you the message that God has given to me to share with you. You must understand that it is necessary. This thing is hard that I must do right now. It is hard, but I must do it. He has promised me that he will give me the strength to stand before you and tell you what it is he wants you to do. You see, I'm just an ordinary person. I'm no one. I'm not anything, but I'm willing. I'm willing to be used by God. He's called you and you and you and you. And he's told you what he wants you to do. Today, I stand before you. And I'm going to repeat to you the thing that you were taught when you were first introduced to Adventism. The thing that we have gone away from, the thing that we have allowed creeping compromises to come into our midst, and we accept it as fact. I am not holier than thou. I am ordinary people, just like you. And I bring this message to you now. Hold out your hands. Look at your hands. Turn them over. Turn them again. Is there a ring on your finger? Is there a ring on your finger? Did God put it there? Did you put it there? We have, I'm going to allow you to rest your hands. We have allowed this thing where we want to be of the world, but not really of the world. We say with our hearts, you know, I'm a Christian, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist, I believe in this. And when you came into this church, your convictions were thus and so. And no one could turn you around. I know the ones who are not saying anything in your heart, I am speaking specifically to you. Do you remember your first love? Do you remember the day you were baptized? Do you remember when you made that connection with Christ? He touched you in your heart. You knew that this is what you should be doing. God, give me strength. I am not judge or jury. I am just a messenger. And I am sharing this message with you tonight. I know it is hard. And it is a hard thing to do. But before I came, I asked the Lord to make it possible for me to give to each one who wanted one a card that says, I accept the charge, thank you, to be a worker for God this year. Yeah. I accept it. My Lord. I want to turn it around, and I want to be in partnership with God. Amen. Again. Amen. I have asked my friends who have prayed for me because I told them this thing is too hard for me. It's too hard. But with God, yes. I have delivered his message. It is now up to you to accept or reject. My friends, if you will pass out the cards, only raise your hand if you want one. This card says, I accept the challenge to do a good work for God this year. If that is your desire, please accept this card. Print your name, and there's a place for you to put email address, because we are going to do a follow-up to make sure that you have made this decision and that you are acting upon it. And now, old Rispa has nothing more to say. I thank you for your attention.